I know exactly what we're talking about right now.
Okay. Because I don't have a clue.
I was having a conversation earlier, right? I was having a conversation earlier. I'm not going to say who I was having a conversation with.
Okay.
Right? I was having a conversation earlier. And something came to my mind. And it was about infidelity.
Okay.
Infidelity in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Infidelity in relationships.
Yep.
Infidelity of all kinds. Right?
Okay. Yep.
So follow me. Right?
I'm with you. I'm here listening.
Infidelity, it's frowned upon, right?
Okay.
Frowned upon by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? Which would mean that it, in some form or fashion, is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? But here's the thing about infidelity and the thing about cheating and the thing about, you know, things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for instance, you knew that if you killed somebody, right?
Okay.
If you actually murdered somebody,
okay,
right? You would get away with it and there'd be no repercussions, right? I would say 90 to 95% of the people in this world still wouldn't do it.
I agree with you.
Still wouldn't kill people.
I think I agree with you.
Right?
Premeditated, I'm going to, yeah.
There's some people who are just, you know, psychopaths and they want to do
stuff like
that. I'm
with you, high
90%.
High 90%.
Wouldn't do it.
At least I hope this.
No. This is human beings.
I hope so.
Right.
Because I think like this.
Right.
I think the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, conversely, and to me, this is how you know that we just don't, we're not really built for that kind of stuff. Like human beings, we don't really necessarily want to go around killing each other, right? Because most of us wouldn't do it.
Yes.
Even if you knew you could get away with it.
Yeah.
Most of us wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't, yeah.
Now, conversely, if you have a partner
mm-hmm.
or a spouse
mm-hmm.
or you're in a relationship
mm-hmm.
and you knew that there would be no repercussions,
mm-hmm.
zero repercussions at all, like not even the person you were with wouldn't even get mad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had an affair or you messed around with somebody else,
okay,
I would say 90% of the people on earth would do it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that high.
You don't think it's that high?
Nah.
Would you say it's over 50%?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say over 50%. Mm-hmm. Let's say 60%.
you put me at 50, jump me to 60. I like your technique, though.
Right?
I don't even think, maybe, okay.
Let's say 60%.
Okay. Since you were.
So, to me, the thing that prevents human beings from killing each other,
okay,
is we know, like, we don't really feel the need to actually do that.
We don't want to take a life.
We don't want to do that, mm-hmm. right? But the thing that prevents human beings, and not doesn't even do a good job of it, from having affairs is the fear of repercussion or the fear of being caught most of the time, right? So now, by the laws of human nature, would you say that it's wrong? Or by the laws of man-made laws, this is wrong? What do you think about that? I'm talking about like...
That's tough because it's very... that's tough. I don't think I can speak on that kind of legality behind it.
But no, not legality. We know, like,
well, you
legally,
said human, man-made laws versus...
Yeah.
Because what you're both... You both pose two questions that are right.
Mm.
Right? There are structures in place that made that what it is. Or the accusations of being one way is against something, a higher
Correct.
Power or whatever.
Correct.
Right? So I can't say that's a fact.
Mm.
Right? What I will say is this. Because I was thinking kind of how you do, where I just went somewhere else.
Mm.
And I thought, when you pose the argument, the question,
mm-hmm.
the conversation, and you said about life and taking lives, you know, I value my life. Mm-hmm. I value the life of people around me. Mm-hmm. You know, not only people I love and care for, but just people. Like, mm-hmm. I really value it. Mm-hmm. What if relationships we have, if you have a relationship you value that high,
yes,
would you do anything to kill it?
Yes.
And I don't think you would. So I look at the relationship. So that's just the way I was thinking. I was like, because I know plenty of people that value their world in a way that they, even if they could, I mean, I guess what you're saying, if they could get away with it, I think their value is so high that they wouldn't do it. Mm. And I don't, I'm just saying, I don't, I'm not saying right, wrong. I'm just, I just believe that exists.
So their value is so high that they wouldn't do it. I agree with you there.
I just think that's...
I hear you right?
Yeah.
But then we know that the divorce rates.
Yeah.
And the breakup rate is, I don't even know how much that is, but the divorce rate is astronomical.
It's
over 50% now.
It's crazy. Right? Right. Yeah, yeah.
Very, very high.
Yes.
So, and most divorces are because of one or two things. Financial issues, or infidelity, right?
Those are the two big. Those are two really big ones, yeah.
So as much as people say that they value, and you go, you swear oath in front of, in church or whatever, in the mosque or wherever,
whatever
you say that,
yes,
correct,
yes.
But then when push comes to shove, you don't really value it.
Do you think we are in a, our world now, is in essence, when push comes to shove, people are always looking for alternatives.
People are always looking for the easy way out.
Yeah. And they're looking for alternatives. So marriage is hard. And the people I know that have been in marriages and they work, I'm not putting you involved, but I am putting you involved. It's a lot of understanding. It's a lot of self-sacrifice for the greater good. Mm. It's a lot of understanding yourself and you and what you are in that relationship, right? And I just think a lot of people don't even know who they are.
Let me preface this by knocking on wood, right? Okay. I'm going to knock on wood, which is what people do when they don't want something bad to happen, right? So I'm knocking on wood when I say this.
Okay.
But I can categorically tell you that marriage has been the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Why?
Because to me, it really is a matter of, number one, understanding yourself.
I agree. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. Trying to understand the other person.
Yes.
Trying, because you never really can fully understand, right?
Yes.
But more of it, it's really about understanding yourself. Mm-hmm. This is what I will do. This is what I won't do. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the compromising parts is usually where there's usually a lot of problems.
That's true. That's very true. So once you know yourself and you know all these things, do you then articulate it to your partner in a way it's like,
you have to.
Yeah. And then it's not that they have to just adhere to your standards, but it's like, let's work. What are yours? Here's mine. Let's find a middle ground.
I'll give you an example. My wife knows I don't really like to talk to a lot of people.
No, you don't. She knows that. You're hilarious, bro.
I don't like it at all.
I love seeing you at dinners with like important people.
Yeah.
And you sit in the corner.
So she knows this, right?
I know.
So,
and this is hilarious.
Oddly enough,
the guy who talks,
she's the same way.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
But my family loves to talk to her, and her family loves to talk to me. Right? So I'm going to tell you something this simple.
Oh, jeez.
Boom. The phone rings. It's my sister or my mom. Mm-hmm. And I pick up the phone, and I'm speaking. Layla could be sitting right next to me. And my mom would be like, is Layla there?
No.
It's not here.
Stop it.
I swear to God. She laying right next to me snoring, J-Bell.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
no, I ain't seen her in a week.
I don't know where Layla is.
Right. I'm sweating out this cold.
J-Bell, It's that simple.
Oh my gosh.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Now some people, yeah, Layla's here.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh man, you knew I didn't really want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not personal.
No.
She likes my mother.
Yeah.
She's just not like a, and I like her mother. Mm-hmm. I like her, you know, her people, but I just don't really want to.
You just want to.
So now,
in the man cave.
El Falo con Osi. Osi, I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. I'm sorry. You can't speak to him. Right? And so now it's an understanding of each other.
Yes.
As long as you, as long as you're able to do that.
Did you know that about each other?
Didn't.
Oh. Interesting.
Didn't. Had to find that out. Now, here's what a lot of people would do.
Okay.
Here's what a lot of people would do.
Okay.
You know what? Why don't you want to talk to my mom? It's a simple conversation. It'll take you 1 minute. Mm-hmm. It's easy for you to do.
That face is just ridiculous.
Right? This is what a lot of people would do.
Yeah.
But me, I'm like, she doesn't like to do that. I'm not going to make her do that.
Right.
Period.
Not necessary.
It's not necessary. Move on about your business. And so the arguments that could happen and the things that could take place are now reduced from 100 to like 2.
You can really focus on the real issues.
Deal with like real stuff, man.
Like real stuff.
That's why I say that. It has been simple.
Do you think that's the tipping point? What? Okay, let me back up.
Mm.
If you're fighting those battles
yeah.
that you just said, let's not fight these battles. When a real battle comes, you have no strength to overcome that challenge.
Nothing.
And those challenges are probably the ones.
The real ones.
That make the relationship end.
Very, very, 100%.
Or chip away at it.
In a irredeemable way.
Yeah. Yeah.
In an irredeemable way.
Whatever.
About how many times we've had a conversation.
Yep.
And I'm like, Jay, don't. Mm. It's
yeah.
To me, it's because of.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there has to be two people. It has to be you and the other person who think. Like that.
Yeah. It's funny. Okay. Yeah. This is why this is so fascinating. When I think back and I think about my friends are like all my friends, especially my male friends, are all like my brothers. Because I feel like I had a void of that because I wasn't close to my real older brother.
Yep.
Right. So I just value that. And I value in a way where I wouldn't do anything. I would never say something to you that was disrespectful. Not only because I just wouldn't do it because the way, you know, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
But it's a little fear.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's a little fear because if I ever did that, what chip does that do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember we were doing something years ago and I was making a joke about something that you and I, we were at a shoot and people were around. And I made a joke I would make between us.
Between us.
And you looked at me like, not now, J. Bill. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm.
And I took that into other aspects of my life where I was like, just because you with your peoples, be very aware of your surroundings.
Yep.
Because that might be okay there in that setting, but not in another.
Yeah.
And I just... And it just a quick lapse of judgment. And I was like, boom. So I say that and your whole conversation is like, do people get together now that don't value each other?
Yeah. Yeah. They're valuing the wrong thing.
They have to
about
be.
Each other. Yeah.
Because if you're valuing, especially what we got in society now and what we deem valuable qualities, even if something happens to those, or even if they stay the same, how are you going to be able to get on a level where you see this things the same way when you don't really know what you value in this person?
Yeah.
Because if it's something that can be taken away, it's not really of value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be who they are. I remember you said something, and we'll cut this out if it's too personal.
Yep.
You were in your living room. Beautiful. I mean, your house is so, man, I love it.
I appreciate that.
I love it. I love going over there. Love every second. I don't want to get into how much fun I have there. Yep. But you said you and Layla, kids in the house, and you ordered takeaway.
Yeah.
And you looked at each other and was like, this is enough. This is great.
This is it. This is all we need.
Yeah. Like, we getting take. We're sitting here. Kids are happy. Mm. We're sitting here eating some takeaway. Mm. You and her, boom.
None left. But there's none left.
Yeah.
You're like, I felt that at that moment. There's really nothing left.
Think about what it was, though. It was just, you had the comforts, right? You got to have your comforts. You got to have your needs. The basic needs.
Yep.
But it was about you two in the environment you two wanted to be in.
Yep.
You built that environment. So I think if you build an environment with someone, whatever the relationship is, that's that world for you, I think you would do everything you could to protect that.
Yep.
I think it'd be hard. And if you were in a position where you thought this could really harm that or whatever, so I guess to your point, if you don't have any repercussions, maybe different, but that's not the world we live in. So I just feel like you would want to, you know, you would do everything you can
to protect that.
Hey, there are relationships where you can do all that free stuff. It's other rules to the game. There's other rules to the game.
I've heard of those relationships.
Yeah.
I've heard of those relationships.
Yeah.
They usually end up bad.
I thought you were about to say.
They usually end up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why they
very, got, very bad.
You know why they must end up bad? Because you always hear about those.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, yeah, this guy. Yeah, but I thought you were happy. Well, apparently not.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
No.
I don't know. Don't work like that.
No, there's intimacy in everything. And whatever that is and however you add that up and you value that is just – You can't subtract. Once you start subtracting, man, it isn't as strong.
Not at all.
It just.
Not at all.
It isn't. Man, you know when I do things with I got my daughter, and all I'm trying to do, like I do stuff, and I just, at some points I was like I was 10 minutes late picking her up because I messed up the schedule. She was like, why was I here so long? The hurt. I let her.
Pain. Let her
the
down.
Pain.
Yeah.
The pain, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just don't do that. I messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, and this is the last thing I'll say. I think a lot of men, I'm not going to say most, I'll say a lot of men, even a lot of women, a lot of men would want to step out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think a lot of men would want a woman who would be okay with them stepping
interesting.
Out.
Interesting.
I think they would want to do it, but they wouldn't be. They wouldn't want their wife or their girlfriend to be okay with that.
Because then she doesn't care.
Exactly.
Oh, that's crazy.
We're really strange people.
That is like.
We're really, like, human beings are very, very strange.
Selfish.
That is the word.
Selfish. And when you become selfless, then a true bond is formed.
Yeah.
You see this in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about people.
Okay. Explain yourself.
The NFL is a people business.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding who you are. It's about understanding others.
Mm.
It's about understanding the current circumstances.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
If you are let's just keep it on the field, coach, right? You got to understand your players. You got to understand their personalities.
Mm.
You got to understand how they react to things. Mm. So you have to know the person.
Okay.
Then you have to know yourself. Say you're a play caller. You have to know. These dudes got egos.
Mm-hmm.
You've lived it, bro. You've been at the highest stage ever.
Mm.
All these coordinators making these calls, doing this stuff, there's a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
They're running on me so much. Oh, I'm going to call this defense. Now I've exposed Jay Bell in the back, throw the ball over his head. He broke. And they also are trying to get head coaching jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to be the mastermind. So there's a little bit of selfishness in that. Is that selfishness good for the team at that time?
Yeah.
And what you watch throughout every year is these battles going on in every single team.
Yes.
It's so much of that. It's so fascinating. We look at it every year, and it all we talk about is how people fit, who's communicating with who, why does this work, why does this relationship work on the field or not, right? You put one guy on one team, and all of a sudden, the fuse is lit. Mm. You put a guy on another team, and all of a sudden, the waters are calm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jacksonville.
Yeah. Before we get into Jacksonville, you said something about breaking points.
Yes.
And it just took me back to one of my teammates telling me something real funny.
Tell me.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard. Now, I was injured, so I didn't see. But I came back into the locker room.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's name was Antrell Rowe.
Oh, yeah. Baller.
Absolute baller.
Baller.
And we had
safety corner.
We had just gotten beat, right?
In New York.
And he came to me when I came into the locker room, and he said, oh, I saw something I had never seen in my life. He said, I saw the defensive coordinator on the sideline crying.
No way. Y'all broke the man?
He said, the defensive coordinator looked at him. He was like, I don't know what to call. He was crying.
I don't know what to call. None's working today.
What y'all want me to call? Now, I love this defensive coordinator too. Absolutely love him.
Oh my God.
But when I heard this, bro, I died laughing. I said, imagine the frustration. You can't stop the run. You
can't do nothing.
You can't stop the pass.
You got that play sheet.
Anything you call.
It ain't working.
But imagine getting to the point where you start crying.
Breaking point.
I didn't believe him at first. Then I had to ask Corey. Corey was like,
He was like, I saw it.
Crying. Corey Webster. Corey Webster is another thing that happened on the field. Corey Webster, funniest thing.
I love Webby.
Funniest thing that's ever happened to me on the football field.
Webster. I know the story. Say it.
We're playing against Philadelphia. We're in Philly. We are in a, I'm talking about a dogfight.
Oh, that's how the game is.
Dogfight. I'm getting beat up because they employed their point protection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting beat
down.
They're
not letting you win the game.
Boom. One of the plays, I'm triple teamed, right? So I have time to look behind.
Yeah, because there ain't nothing going on in front of you.
Nothing going on in front of me. I see Vic launch one 50 yards down the field, right? And as I look, I see the receiver, J-Bell, wide open in the end zone. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about nobody near him.
Mm-hmm.
Ball hits him in the hands, falls on the floor. He drops the pass. Right? I am livid. Right? Because here I'm getting beat up.
Yeah. You like.
Three people.
Come on now.
So I turn around and I'm looking for the first defensive back I can see. The first DB. The first one. And lo and behold, who is it?
Webby.
Corey Webster.
Mm-hmm. Come, Webby.
So I see Corey. Corey, you mother! I'm here, beat up. There's no. Why would that guy be wide open like that? What the? Corey, just sit there. He's looking at me the way I'm looking at you now, J-Bell. He's just looking at me like this. I go on for like 15 seconds, just giving him
the business.
The business. He's just looking at me like this. And then after I was done, he looked at me. He was like, are you done? I was like, yeah. He was like, are you on field goal block? I was like, no. He said, get the field.
You going to go rush this field goal? What are you here for? Why are you on the field?
And I looked at him, and I just walked to the sideline. I learned a very valuable lesson that day, J-Bell.
What was that?
That's how you deal with foolishness.
Just let her, let him ramble. You done?
Get off the field.
Yeah, got no more time. I'm not even going to fight you.
Get the off the field. I had to get off the field.
Yeah, because it would have been a penalty.
I just ran off the field.
Oh,
and I sat down on the sideline, and I thought about it. I started laughing. I was like, oh, that was really
– that was slick.
Really, really good, Corey. Oh, really, man. Really. I never let him forget it to this day. Never.
You making me sweat out my jacket.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
What were we talking about? Were we talking about football? We were talking about somebody.
That was football.
Yeah.
No, okay. I was talking about Jacksonville. We're talking about – we. I guess – the conversation we had.
Done?
Cause you're doing a podcast. Get out of here.
I'm up there. Go ahead.
That was funny. Cause I was like, I don't think I'm done. What you were saying really sparked a lot in my mind. You know, we always take it back to the game because, you know, football is it's like life. And I was thinking about personalities, thinking about relationships, whatever. And you think about Jacksonville.
Mm.
You think about the way they're playing. What did you remove? You removed a coach. You removed a philosophy. You brought in somebody who had success, didn't have success in another place, comes in, and you have a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
You got a different team. You got players. The running back, Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson.
James Robinson. I mean, he's coming off an Achilles. He's balling. This guy got set down by the previous head coach. Yep. Literally told, like, acting like the guy wasn't good enough to be in the league because he wasn't a top draft pick.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't this
kind. Ohio State.
Right, right. Yeah. All that, right? Mm-hmm. Relationships, how you value people. I think we always talk about there's not parity in coaching staffs.
Mm.
There's not parity in front offices in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There is on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You have your elite players, but for the most part, that's how the structure of the league is.
Yep.
If you lose, you get better. This is why Jacksonville has a load of talented players because they have not – they've been drafting high.
Yeah.
But, man, you get somebody in here who can't manage people, you give them some power.
Mm.
Oh, man.
It's all bad.
It's all bad. You look, and you just look at these teams. You look at the New York Giants.
Mm.
You can speak on that better than I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like – they figured out front office, head coach.
Yep.
Even though they lost, the team has an identity to me.
Mm-hmm.
I see what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of say, this makes sense.
Mm.
Got to get us a quarterback,
yeah.
But it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are in the league this season. This is where we are right now, where I think who you really are is coming out.
Mm.
And even if you are something you did not quite think you were, how quick do you adjust?
Yeah.
How quick do you change what you're doing?
Mm.
This is why it's hard to go against Belichick, you know, historically.
Yeah.
Look at Philly. I know you don't want to talk about Philly.
No, we talk about Philly.
I know you don't want to talk about Philly.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about Philly.
Yeah, Philly's they're playing at a ridiculously high level.
No!
Ridiculously high level. I'm interested to see how much longer this can go on for, right?
Okay.
Because I think last year they played pretty well too.
They did.
Not at the level that they're operating at right now.
They were physical. They were tough.
But last year they played, you know, very well too. And then this year they started again. They're 3-0. They look to be the most complete team in football. Look at their quarterback situation.
Yep.
He's a very dynamic player. And on top of that, good offensive line, right?
Mm-hmm.
The receivers, fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Those two.
Tight end.
Oh.
Top notch, right? And then on the defense side of the ball, they're wrecking shop.
They're D-line. They can just push people around.
Yeah, they're wrecking shop.
Yeah.
So overall,
DBs are
it's
nice.
Nobody really wants to get involved with. They remind me of the there was a time when we would play Philly.
Mm-hmm.
This was like 2009, 2010.
Mm.
They were like, you didn't really want, like, Philly was just a very nasty football team.
Mm-hmm.
Vic was that quarterback, Deshaun Jackson, Macklin,
mm-hmm.
Shady McCoy in the backfield, good offensive line.
Yep.
Defensively, Trent Cole, all those boys.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just, you go play them, you know what time of day it is.
Yeah, you know.
And it seems to me like they're getting back to that right now.
Yeah.
It's a really good football team. really good football team. Another thing I wanted to discuss was Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
Right? And I'm going to give Colin Coward, you know Colin Coward?
Yeah,
I'm going to give him credits.
Okay.
Because he has changed my mind about something that I wasn't really sure of before.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. This is something that I do, and I must say this, I like about myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. If you give me a logical argument, it's very easy to convince me.
Yeah, you're not stuck.
Yeah, very, very easy. This is what Colin Coward said. He said, people weren't sold on Lamar mm-hmm. because they just hadn't seen this kind of person win before at the quarterback position,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say that all the time. I just haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you know, what are we talking about? I haven't seen this guy win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, okay, yeah, he can win games, but I haven't seen him win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then this is what Colin said. Colin said, in the NFL now, right,
mm-hmm.
if you list your top 10 quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
right, if you remove Brady,
mm-hmm.
right, he's the outlier,
yeah.
right? You remove him. Who else has won Super Bowls? Rodgers?
Yep.
One.
Mm-hmm.
16 years, 17 years.
Yeah.
Lamar played 17 years. He's going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean.
right?
Stafford just got his.
Stafford.
And we've been talking about him like he's super elite for years.
For years, and it was just right?
Until like, he wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Josh Allen hasn't won one.
Mahomes
won.
Yep, one.
Right?
Yep.
So all the guys who you
see
say.
How he played last week.
Yeah. All you guys who you say are the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
They've only, you know, at most won one. And
it's tough.
So now, what is a good quarterback?
Right.
What is that?
Very, very good. I like this combo.
What is a good quarterback? And when he said that, I started to think. I was like, okay, well, there's somebody who wins game. Well, he does that.
Get you close. Get you in a dance.
He does that.
Get me to the dance. Playoffs is a different world. Get me in the playoffs.
So all it is now is he's playing the position differently.
Yeah.
But he's playing it at a high level as everybody else.
You said
and
the words,
you
though.
You just have to accept that.
You said the word. You said the main word, OC. Mm. What is everybody scared of? Different.
Difference.
Differently. Every quarterback now that's dominating, young, they were the best guy on the team. When you were young, like you didn't play youth football, you put your best guy at the quarterback position.
Yep.
Now they moved into other positions as you got older because you might not have fit the mold.
Yeah.
That's gone. All these guys, Lamar and Josh Allen, are they the best two dudes on the field when they play?
Every time.
They the best dudes on the field.
Period. Regardless of position.
Done.
Yep.
Bigger, faster, stronger.
Yep.
There we are.
Yeah,
and I agree, and those two right now are the top two MVPs.
I'm sold.
Number three might be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, listen, I'm.
Ooh!
You will never get. I'm telling you, like when I listened to him, it literally took like 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, he's 100% right.
Yeah.
He is 100%. There's no logical argument against what he said. Yeah. He's 100% right.
It's
this is what it is.
Man,
I'm sold.
It's amazing.
He plays 16, 17 years, he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean.
So why is he any different than Aaron Rodgers? Because he's not a.
Because he's different.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know how that is.
Yeah. OC, I fell into that trap.
Listen, it's all good. There's something happening this week. Starts this week. The London Games, OC.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Mm-hmm. They're
here. What was that noise? I don't know what that noise was.
It's a celebration. It's, yeah.
Yeah. I heard a lot of that, like, last week.
Bum-ba-na-na. You did?
Yeah. It's like the trumpets.
All that. Yeah. Yep. So, NFL South Bank Takeover, OC, is this Saturday. That will be October the 1st.
That is this Saturday, huh?
From 10 to 6 p.m.
From 10 to 6.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Yep.
But I think we might be there at different times.
Why would you do that?
Because I think that I have to be there at 10.
Why?
Because I have something to do in the afternoon.
Would it be this?
Oh, yeah. trumps everything. And so I can be there from 10 to like 1.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to come hang out.
Would I go without you? Is what I'm.
Let's have fun. Let's go early.
It is Saturday.
Nye is not in school. You don't even have a legitimate excuse.
No, that's true. That's true. I can actually bring her.
Exactly.
That's true.
Now, if this is a Friday, you could have said, you know what you're on,
this, this is true. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so. All right. It's going to be fun. Yeah. NFL South Bank Takeover Saturday, October 1st, 10 to 6 p.m. We'll have a good time. And the games are here this week. I hope we'll see everybody that can be there at the game. It'll be fun.
They're
going to
see
time.
Me. I'm going to be circling around, moving around. Yeah. I know who's not going to be
moving
around.
Yeah, yeah. One of us decided he was going to work for two different networks and is realizing how I'm about to miss out on all the fun with my guy.
I'm
going to
be everywhere. He's going to be like, what up, Os?
You going to come check on us?
I might. I might stop in there. Yeah. He'll be like, what up, Os? Where J Bell at? He working, man. I got this.
J Bell got to work because he want to live that street life Him and Simon want to live that street life together, so one of them got to work forever. Holla at us this week. It's on and cracking. The games are here. OC and Jason podcast has other things to do, which is we always ask for reviews, right?
Okay.
We always do. Mm. I got a name for you. Rudy B.
I like Rudy B.
Rudy B. I like that. That's fresh.
That's a good name.
Rudy B says, so entertaining. Love the dynamic. Look forward to it every week. Five stars. He says, it's the best sports podcast going. Thank you very much, Rudy B. Mm. I like that. Mm-hmm. And then O.W.H.B.J.H. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Says.
Hold on. Let me say something.
Yep.
O.W.B.H.J.
O.W.H.B.J.H.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I remembered like slightly.
Yeah.
I was like one off.
Yeah. That's the elephant in
you. Yeah.
That memory. Yeah. You know. They call him No Notes OC.
Yeah. People are fascinated.
Yeah.
By
the man can do an entire live TV show, broadcast, whatever. No notes. No nothing. Go time. Don't try it. Trust me. Do not try it.
Doesn't come right.
Yeah. He's the only person I've seen do it. He says, this person says, I think I want to be their friends. Oh, you are a friend.
Definitely.
You are a friend. Brilliant listen, funny and insightful, makes me happy. Makes me happy too. Mm. He titles his review, Craig.
Craig. Oh, it's been so long. It's been so long. I wonder how that guy's doing.
He's working. Craig. It's still busy. Still busy.
Strictly.
Can
you go back on Strictly? Is that possible?
No.
Has anybody ever gone twice?
No.
Nobody's ever gone twice?
No. It's really? Impossible. You have
only
an advantage.
Go once.
Yeah. I just go in there and look bad twice.
You know?
I don't want to do that.
That took you to like a very high level in the UK.
It took my knees to a very bad level, though.
You've done worse. Yeah. You sacrificed a lot worse.
Strictly was good time, man.
Yeah.
It's good time. Good people, man. The production, it's amazing, man. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I am a lifelong fan. I watch.
Yeah.
Diligently. But that's another thing.
I don't.
Yeah. You watched me.
Yeah. When as soon as you left,
I was so happy when you were there that time.
I'm not patronizing you, PBC, for doing the wrong thing. You did the wrong thing. All right? And I'm loyal to my friends. You did the wrong thing. My bad. Go ahead. Craig.
You did the wrong thing.
You did the wrong thing. You're mocking me, aren't you? You got to hear my son say it, bro.
Oh, my God.
You got to hear him
You're
say
mocking
it.
Me,
You're
aren't
mocking
you?
Me, aren't you? Like you're four. What are you talking about, bro?
Mocking you. What do they teach you at this expensive school? We are top 50 in Germany.
Okay.
Top 200 in Sweden. I'm coming for you, Swedes.
Oh, I know.
We out till next week. Probably won't be this long next week, so y'all got lucky.
Hola, mamacita, come me for thunder. It's your buddy, woman wonder, strike me lightning thunder. Why you looking like it's August? It ain't even summer. What's it on your bumper? Tell me, what's your name and number?
I get numbers when I'm on the street, but I do not talk too much. Jump out gang on the street from the way, but I do not talk too much. When the sun's out, she looks swaggy. And I'm blacked out with no belly. Tell a girl, come chill, we'll make money. Damn, my lip tastes just like honey.